people. Welcome to another episode of Let's Gist. If you're a first time listener, welcome on board, darling. Where have you been all my life? Okay, before today's gist proper, we all know the football seasons are back, or they are coming back. Okay, it's not like I'm a big football fan or something, but I think I'm just super excited for the guys. Yes, because they've been without football for this whole, I mean, for how many months? Now 3 or 4 months. So I feel they are so excited that the football season is coming back from next week, 17th of June. Well, congratulations, guys. But it's not as if we're not come and go and be watching football and totally forget about your babes and everybody like that. We're happy that the football season is coming back for you guys. At least you have a little fun in your life. Anyway, today's gist, I will be talking about recipes for love. Someone is looking at me like, does love have recipes again? Yes, it does. And I'm not talking about Maggi, pepper and salt here, or no. But recipes for love are simply what characterizes love for you. While cooking a delicacy, you use some recipes to make the food come out great. Those things that you use to make the food for it to be nice are what characterizes the meal. Also for love, there are things that adds up to make love sweet and have a good aroma. Okay, let's say a kind of recipe for love would be a spoonful of smiles, a jar of joy, a cup of kisses, and a handful of love. Using a recipe like this, you are sure to say the love between you and your partner would be a sweet one. The way individual varies in mind and thinking, so does their recipes varies. Even in cooking, the same way someone makes your love fries is not the same way the next person will make theirs. Even in love, you may be someone that wants a committed person, honest, sacrificial, trustworthy, and all of that. This characterizes love for you, so we can say these are your recipes for love. How you measure it depends on you and the partner involved. As usual, I took the gist to the street, and a few people had this to say as their recipes for love. Care, attention and support, humility, understanding, commitment, communication and sacrifice, money plus love. This one is just amazing. It simply means no money, no love. This recipe, the money part will be measured like 20 drums of love and a cup of love. Anyway, others had commitment, sincerity and understanding. We still also had understanding, commitment, humor, responsibility, safety, trust. This is a lot, especially the safety part. I mean, if I'm loving you, I should feel safe around you. But that safety, I think it would be measured like 4 cups, Abby. A lot of people really had this understanding at their recipes. It just simply means you have to understand what you're cooking. That's if it's in the cooking part. You have to understand what you are cooking for the meal to come out great. Because if you don't understand it, definitely the meal will not be so nice. So when it comes to love too, you have to understand your partner. You guys have to come to a way of understanding each other. You have to blend. Your vibes have to connect very well for the whole love and the whole relationship thing to really work. Others had hardworking, respect, dedication, faithfulness, and neatness as part of their recipe. But the recipe that got me smiling, the person said, commitment, understanding, care, intimacy, not necessarily sex anyway, provision, peace, attention, a little drop of crazy, 2 cups of jealousy, a truckload of happiness, and love is ready to be served. Don't you just want to be in love with this person? Because me, I do, especially the crazy part. Though mine may not be a drop, but a cup of crazy, because somehow, I like a love that is crazy. It makes it more interesting, it makes it more intriguing when both of you are crazy. And I'm not like, it's not that kind of crazy that people running on the street like mad person, no, that's not what I mean. But then, you know, the whole crazy, it makes it more juicy, it makes the love sweet, it makes it amazing, it makes it have so much aroma that is going in there. Okay, it's all right. But seriously, crazy being part of love, it is just amazing. Anyway, a perfect example of recipe for love that I think everyone should have. This is just my own opinion. Yours might differ or something, but I feel everyone should have 2 hearts of love. When we talk about recipes of love, it means 2 people involved. So if we want to talk about this love to work, 2 hearts have love has to be part of it. You also have to have a heart of love to love your partner, and the other person too has to have a heart of love to love you. So 2 hearts full of love 2 cups of kindness. You have to be kind to each other. 2 and full of gentleness. You guys have to take it gentle with each other. I know there are some people that may not really be gentle people, so most times they end up acting crazy. Now, because I said I like crazy does not mean I'm not gentle. I'm a very gentle person for those that know me. Exactly. So 2 armfuls of gentleness, 2 cups of friendship, 2 cups of joy, 2 souls of intimacy. 2 souls of intimacy, 4 knees to pray, 2 big hearts full of forgiveness. Yes, this forgiveness part is just like the in thing. You have to learn to be forgiving when it comes to love, because there's no love without forgiveness. You have to know that, okay, this person I'm with has weaknesses, has flaws. Sometimes their weaknesses, their flaws may come up or may show forth. I have to be forgiven for this to work. I cannot keep record of their wrongs. I cannot keep holding their grudges when they do me wrong, because I love them. So most times we always, apart from even having love when it comes to relationship, naturally we are all supposed to have a forgiving spirit so we can all live in peace with one another. So yes, forgiveness, 2 hearts, big hearts full of forgiveness, and 1 lifetime of togetherness. Yes baby, it is just you and I together forever. Yes. And for this to work, for the direction to make this work, you have to mix it daily with happiness, humor, honesty, crazy, and serve with patience, compassion, and respect. And love is ready to be served. Bon appetit, people. Yes, humor. You guys cannot just be all serious every time when it comes to love. At least now, let us spice it up with jokes, laugh. I mean, when you're with somebody that have a very good sense of humor, it's one thing that really makes a relationship work. It's one thing that makes love work when both of you have a sense of humor. It may not be exactly the same size. Maybe your own sense of humor may be more than your partner's sense of humor or other ways. But then let there be humor in your relationship. So it's not all just seriousness. Every time, you know, you go to work, go out, you see me, you're all serious at work. So when you come back and you're with your partner, the person should be able to make you smile and laugh and then let go of the whole worries at work. Anyways, tell me what you guys think about recipes for love, if yours differs, and how well you want your love to be served, by sending me a comment. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to share, like, and follow. Till next time, my lovelies. Bye for now. Mwah.